Hello guys, welcome to the fifth episode of Discussions with Brandon and Nicole. My name is Brandon and I'll be your host, and I'm joined by my co-host Nicole.
Hello there.
So today in the fifth episode of this podcast, we are going to be ranking our top 15 good guys.
Yeah, we are.
So from Star Wars, our top 15 good guys from all of the 9 movies plus Rogue One and Solo. So I guess you want to just get started then, I guess.
Okay, sure. Do you want me to go first or would you like to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay, so coming in at my number 15 spot is BB-8.
Ooh, I love BB-8.
And he is just basically a really cute character. You know, he's not the most important, but he is a part of Star Wars, so...
He has become a classic.
He is.
Classic little dude. So my number 15... Actually, hold on. We're going to cut that out. I just stepped on a piece of plastic. My number 15 is Finn.
Okay. So,
I was not a huge fan of this character in all of the Star Wars movies, the new ones. I wasn't really just a fan of this character. I feel like he was just kind of like one that was just there that kind of really, to me, didn't really add on to the story.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I know. A little bit interesting. Everyone's gonna hate me for my number 14, but my number 14 is actually Luke Skywalker.
You're 14?
Yeah.
Wow. 14. Okay.
Yes, so let me explain myself here. Obviously, that comes to a shock to a lot of people why he's so low on my list. But the one reason, and this is just a minor thing, but it maddened me, it angered me in so many ways, is in A New Hope how complaining he is. Like, for example, let's say when he's on the Millennium Falcon and Han Solo's flying to the Death Star, he's just like complaining and telling Han Solo to do these things. It's just like, it bothers me in so many ways. But the new movies, I like Luke a lot better in the new movies.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Cause see, I kind of think the opposite. I like him better in the older movies, but I don't know. It didn't bother me at all.
A little bit weird. It just kind of bothered me.
Just because it was supposed to be like Anakin Skywalker. Like, they're both whiny people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And then my number 14 is R2-D2. Just another droid. You know, pretty droid significant part, but like not as much as some of the other characters, in my opinion. And then followed by that is my number 13, which is C-3PO. So my first three are all droids.
Yes. All droids. Yes. So my number 13 is Padme.
Wow. Yeah. Hey. It's my girl.
So I really liked Padme's character. Obviously, she didn't play as an important role as a lot of the other characters, but like she did give birth to Luke and Leia. So, I mean, there you go. But I feel like the reason I ranked her a little bit lower is I feel like she could have played a little bit bigger role in the prequels, which I think would have improved the rating on the prequels as well, improved the quality.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's my number 13. My number 12 is Admiral Akbar.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Such a classic character. He, again, it's a trap. Like, that's the most classic thing ever.
Yeah, it really is.
In Star Wars. Like, that's like one of the most well-known quotes from the Star Wars movies.
Alright, well, those are both two really good options. My number 12 was actually Padme. So, I was only one different from you. Pretty much the same reasons. I thought she had a pretty significant role in the prequels, though, but that was just me. And then my number 11 is Jyn Erso from Rogue One.
Ah, yes.
So, for me, I don't know, she was a main part of that specific movie, but overall, in the scheme of things, it doesn't do that much for me compared to the other characters, but she still was a very important person in the scheme of things.
Yeah, so, I kind of see where you're coming from, like, she only had a big part in that movie, but she was, like, nothing else in the other movies, like, not even mentioned or anything.
Yeah.
So, that makes sense. What are we on? Number 11? My number 11 is C-3PO.
Okay.
So, I love C-3PO. He's a great character. Yeah, I mean, nothing really to say about him. He's just a great character, and him and R2-D2 are great. Mm-hmm. Speaking of R2-D2, my number 10 is R2-D2 as well.
Okay.
So, again, both great characters, and they pair well together. So, that's why I ranked them right next to each other.
Yeah. I feel like our lists are actually very similar. Like, compared to other lists that we've had in our other episodes, they're actually fairly similar.
I think she's talking about episode 3, where we ranked our movies.
Yeah.
Not similar whatsoever.
Not similar at all. But anyway, my number 10 is Lando Calrissian.
Oh, yes. Yes, such a great
character. I didn't place him super duper high on the list just because, I don't know. There was just something about him. I felt like he could have done a little bit more. I mean, he was a huge part in Return of the Jedi, but other than that, his part wasn't super duper significant. I mean, it was pretty cool to see him in The Rise of Skywalker, but like, other than that, I don't really know.
Yeah.
And then my number 9 is Chewbacca.
Okay.
So.
Well, actually, my number 9 happens to be Chewie as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so my number 9 is Chewie. I adore Chewie. He's a great character.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely classic, again, like all of the characters. Maybe I should just not call them classic because they all are. But anyway, Chewie is my number 9. So my number 8 is Leia.
So
I thought she was a great character. Again, Carrie Fisher did amazing playing her. I just wish in the sequels, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker, that she had a more significant role. I feel like they didn't show her as much as as people thought they would, and they didn't show her as much as I would have liked them to.
Well, so here's the thing about that, though, is that I think originally they were planning on, so The Force Awakens was Han's movie, and then The Last Jedi was Luke's. I think they were originally planning on having Episode 9 be Leia's movie, but then, unfortunately, things happened, and so they didn't have much of a choice. But, yeah, I get what you're saying with that.
Yeah.
So, number 8. Okay, so my number 8 is Poe Dameron, and he is not, like, a super big Star Wars character, but I don't really know how to explain it. Like, he was a great character in The Force Awakens, and, like, he did do a lot for the sequel trilogy.
The Resistance. Oh,
so, yeah. I don't know. I really liked him as a character. Maybe not as much in The Last Jedi, but he's grown over the trilogy. So, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree with you there. He's on my, he's not on my actual 15 top 15 list, but I do agree and see where you're coming from.
Okay.
So.
And then my number 7 is Finn, right after him. So, I actually, I think you said that you didn't really like him as much as a character, but I personally didn't really mind his character, and I thought he was still a big part of the sequel trilogy, similar to Poe, so.
So, about Finn, actually, I liked, the one thing I liked about him is that he actually, like, grew, like, over the sequel trilogy. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew to like his character a little bit more, just not as much as the other characters in the movie.
Though, yeah, well, for sure. The movies. Yeah.
So, my number 7 is Jyn Erso.
Okay.
She's a great character. She caught the Death Star plans. That was a pretty significant thing.
Of course.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about Jyn Erso. Uh-huh. But my number 6 is Nien Num from, I guess he's pretty much in, like, all the movies.
Which one? I didn't hear the name.
Oh, number 6, Nien Num.
Okay.
So, I just think he's so funny. Like, he's just, like, pretty cool. So, that's why I like his character.
Yeah, I didn't put him anywhere on my list, but, I definitely see where you're coming from, so. So what was that? That was number 6.
6.
Okay. So my number 6 is Yoda. And he's not exactly at the top of my list just because, I mean, like, he's a very helpful character, but for me, he's not the main character, you know? So that's why I put him there. And then my number five is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
Because he's a pretty significant character in the scheme of things. Okay. So, yeah.
So, my number five is actually Rey. I thought she's a great character.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy Ridley did perfect playing her.
She did.
It was it was really entertaining to watch her.
Yes.
Like, in her, I guess, adventures with everything.
Yes.
My number four was actually Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
I just loved how they, like, incorporated him not only in the original trilogy, but also in the prequels. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor was perfect as well, so.
Oh, yeah, perfect choice. Perfect. And I cannot wait for his new series coming out. Mm-hmm. I don't know when. I just know they're making one, so I can't wait for that.
Yeah, me as well. Okay, so my number four was Han Solo.
Okay.
For me, he was obviously a main character, but not the tippity top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then my number three was actually Rey. So you put her at your number five. I put her at my number three. Just because...
Yeah, pretty close.
I don't know. I'm just, like, in love with her character for some odd reason. And mm-hmm. I just really like her, so...
Yeah.
She's my number three.
That makes sense. My number three is actually Lando. So... I really enjoyed Lando. I thought he was a really good character. In the trilogy, I forget what it's called. The sequel trilogy. There we go. I thought he was a really good character in the sequels and in the original. I like how they brought him back for The Rise of Skywalker. That was pretty great as well.
Yes, it was.
We're on number two. Okay, so my number two is actually a Porg.
Really?
So, they are the most adorable little beings I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my gosh.
I love them. I love them so much.
Well, let me just say that I did not expect that to be your number two person, but I mean, you know, you go for it.
Yeah.
I'd say that my top ones are definitely more of the classics, so my number two position is Leia.
Of course.
Skywalker, so Leia or Organa.
Before we do our number ones, do you want to do honorable mentions?
Yes, we need to do those.
So, I guess I'll go first. So one of my honorable mentions was Saw Gerrera, from the Rogue One. I thought he played, like, a pretty significant role, even though he didn't have much screen time. I thought his role was really significant. K2SO, love the character.
Yes.
Really funny. Let's see. Poe is on my list as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I thought he was a good character, but I don't know. I wasn't, like, a huge fan of him. Again, kind of like the thing with Finn as well.
Yeah.
Mace Windu is also on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Great character as well. Just, you know, I don't know. I kind of wish he wasn't killed in Revenge of the Sith, but that's just my opinion.
It had to be done.
Yeah. Yep. So...
Are those all your mentions?
Yeah, that's all my honorable mentions.
Okay. So I actually had similar honorable mentions to you. So Mace Windu was on my list, as well as K2SO.
Okay.
And then I also have Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, yes.
He was just, like, a good character, but it was only for the one film, you know?
Yeah.
And then I have Cassian from Rogue One.
Oh, yeah.
As well. Because he was... pretty significant. And then Babu Frick, because
oh my gosh,
for some reason he's just, like, such a good character to me, and I have no idea why. He's just great.
Oh my gosh.
So
why am I actually surprised that he's not your number one character?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Because my number one character is actually Luke Skywalker. So big of shocker course. There. But he's the best. Like, come on. Like, you can't. Yeah. No.
So, mine number one character is, of course, Han Solo.
Oh my gosh.
So, I love Han Solo. So in the original trilogy, specifically in New Hope, I just, like, he's just, like, so funny. Like, it's just something about him just makes his character so entertaining, and it just, like, ups the Star Wars movies just because he's so funny.
Well, and
makes
so...
makes it way more enjoyable.
Yeah, and so Han Solo actually used to be my favorite character for a really, really long time, but then it started to become, like, Rey was my favorite character.
Okay.
But I think that just, like, now that all the 9 films are over... it's just really made me enjoy Luke's character a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what it is, but he's just great. So
yeah.
Good. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, that was interesting.
I guess that's it for today's. Yeah, that was interesting.
We were actually fairly similar.
Yeah, that was surprising. Again, we haven't seen each other's lists. Again, like if you listened to yesterday's episode, we said that like anytime we rank something, we won't know our lists. So we didn't know our list today, but we did have similar lists, which was surprising. I actually was not expecting that.
Yeah, I was not either as well.
Yeah. So I guess if there's nothing else you have to say, that's the end of the episode, possibly.
I don't think so. Oh, I will say something else, though. We're moving our recording or our posting schedule for podcasts to every other day instead of every single
day.
So
this one will be posted on a Saturday, so the next one will be posted on Monday. So
yes.
I forget. I have a whole calendar schedule. I forget which one we're posting next, but just wait and be surprised. So
yeah.
Yeah, make sure to listen to all our other episodes if you're bored in quarantine. And if you want to, feel free to support us. Again, the link's in the show notes. Thanks to our sponsors who sponsored this video. I'm sorry, podcast.
Stay safe.
And make sure to stay safe, and we will see you guys in the next episode. All right, goodbye, everyone.
Bye.